Chapter 8. The New Slang. Mrs. Eynsford Hill sat in Mrs. Higgins' drawing room. Her son, Freddie, and her daughter, Clara, were also there. So was Colonel Pickering. Professor Higgins stood by the window, looking out at the street. He did not like the Eynsford Hills very much, but he thought they would be just fine for Eliza to meet.
What on earth are we going to talk about until Eliza comes? We are supposed to be civilized and cultured, but who really knows all about poetry and philosophy and art and science and so on? What on earth do I know of philosophy?
Or of manners, Henry,
said his mother warningly. Just then, Eliza arrived. The guests were so impressed by her beauty that they all rose. After asking everyone, "How do you do?" in perfect English, there was a long, uncomfortable silence, as everyone tried desperately to think of something to say. Mrs. Higgins was the first to speak. She decided to mention the weather, as it was one of the two subjects that Eliza was allowed to talk about.
Will it rain, do you think?
She asked her guests.
There are no indications of any great change in the barometrical situation,
said Eliza. Freddie found this extremely funny and broke into laughter.
What is wrong with that, young man?
Asked Eliza, pronouncing each word clearly and correctly.
I bet I got it right.
I hope it won't turn cold,
said Mrs. Eynsford Hill.
Our whole family suffer from influenza when the weather turns cold.
My aunt died of influenza,
said Eliza.
At least, that's what they said. If you ask me, they did her in.
Did her in?
Asked Mrs. Higgins.
What on earth do you mean, my dear?
It's the new slang,
Higgins interrupted quickly.
It means to kill someone.
Do you mean,
said Mrs. Higgins, staring at Eliza in horror,
that you think someone killed your aunt?
Yes,
cried Eliza.
She was as strong as a horse. Ain't no way she died of influenza. Not her.
Eliza stopped when she saw that Freddie was laughing.
Here, what are you laughing at? I haven't said anything funny, have I?
It's the new slang,
laughed Freddie.
You do it so well.
Higgins coughed loudly and looked at his watch. Eliza realized that it was time to go.
Well, I must go. I am pleased to have met you. Goodbye,
she said, shaking hands with Mrs. Higgins. When Eliza had gone, Mrs. Eynsford Hill shook her head in shock.
Well,
she said,
I really don't think I can manage the new slang.
Oh, Mother,
cried Clara.
People will think we are so old-fashioned if you don't get used to it.
Mrs. Eynsford Hill looked worried.
It's time for us to go,
she said.
We have another home to visit this afternoon.
Higgins showed the Eynsford Hills to the door. His mother invited Freddie, who seemed enthusiastic about Eliza, to meet Miss Doolittle on another one of her at-home days. As he said goodbye to Clara, Higgins smiled wickedly.
Make sure you try out that new slang at the next home you visit,
he said.
Oh, I will,
said Clara.
It's such fun.